You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida, where our pastors are Apostle Thomas Robinson Jr. and Pastor Teresa Robinson. I'm your host today, sitting in the studio, Minister Andre Jordan. I just want to thank each and every one of you that tune in faithfully every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. And for those of you that are new listening to the broadcast, that God has divinely ordered your steps to tune in today, God bless you. Thank you so much. We appreciate our listeners. We appreciate you letting us know that the radio broadcast has been a blessing to you. Today, I want to pray really quickly, and then we're going to talk from the topic, how God forgives. Yep, how God forgives. So, Father, we thank you so much that you are holy, that you are just, that you are righteous, that you are good, that you are faithful. And we truly thank you for you being a forgiving God. Thank you that you forgive us of our sins, of our trespasses, of our iniquities, Father, and that you remember them more. We thank you, Father, for the freedom that we receive through forgiveness. And we ask your blessing over this broadcast today. Open our hearts to learn from you how you forgive, Father. Teach us your ways. Teach us your thoughts, I pray and ask in Jesus' name. So we're talking about how God forgives. It's so important because we know that he requires us to forgive. God requires us to forgive. No excuses. Reasons why. No justification. Point blank. God requires us to forgive. Okay, I cannot get around the word that says I must forgive. Let's look at the scripture really quick. Let's go to Matthew 7. The scripture says, Matthew 6. I'm going to back up. The scripture says, what we call the Lord's Prayer, starting at verse 14, it says, For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So I've already said, God requires us to forgive. Matthew 6:14. We cannot get around forgiveness. Now let's look at a very, 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 very well-known passage of scripture. Turn with me, please, to Luke 15:11. The parable of the lost son, or the parable of the prodigal son. I want to dig in these scriptures today and see how God forgives. And it says, Jesus said, a certain man had two sons. I've got two sons. Some of my listeners today, you guys have two sons, four sons, five sons. But a certain man in this parable that Jesus is talking about had two sons. And the younger son, the younger of them, said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. Give me the part of the estate that I would get when you passed away. Give it to me now. So we see in the son impatience. We see in the son immaturity. We see in the son that I don't know that this is a respectful request to ask your living father to give you early what you would inherit when he passed away. So this son says, give it to me now. Whatever portion of your estate, the portion of your goods that I will receive when you die, give it to me. And look at the father. And he divided unto the two sons his living, his estate. So the father agreed, and he divided the wealth and the estate between his sons. Verse 13, and not many days after the father did this, the younger son gathered all together, packed up his belongings, packed up his inheritance, and he journeyed or relocated and moved to a far country, to a distant country. And he wasted his substance on riotous living. He wasted his money, his substance, what the father had given to him, on wild living. He was living without restraint, living without the boundaries that God had put in place, that no doubt his father had taught him right from wrong, how to live, how to have godly character, how to live holy, how to live righteous. He packed up what the father had given him, packed up his belongings, and he took off far, it says a distant land, far away from his dad, far away from his father, far away, because you know, when we're raised in godly homes, or when we know the Lord, grandma taught us, mama taught us, daddy taught us, auntie taught us, we know that when we live near them, see them, talk to them on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, they're going to always encourage us and point us back to the word of God. They're going to point us back to what God says. So there he is, wasting his substance, wasting his wealth, wasting it on riotous or wild, unrestrained, without restriction, without limits or boundaries on what you will and won't do, just anything goes type of living. And when, verse 14, and when he had spent all the money, when you live like this, the money runs out. When you live without limitations and restrictions, when you live without order, when you live outside of God's order and plan, we can see it in some of our people that they call artists or stars or movie stars. We can see how they live without any type of restraint on their conduct, on their behavior, on their moral code. They can do anything. The money ran out. He spent it all. There arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want, or he began to starve now. He's no doubt treated all of his friends, because you have
people that call themselves friends while you're rolling in money. They're with you.
And he went and he joined himself to a citizen of that country. And the citizen, somebody gave him a job. He got so hungry that he got a farmer to hire him. And the farmer sent him out into his fields to feed the pigs, to feed the swine. And the young man became so hungry because he had hit rock bottom. He became so hungry, he began to starve. And he was even feeding his belly on what the pigs would have eaten. It says, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave to him. Nobody gave him anything. He, I'm sure, had given everything to all kind of people, because when you live like that, you want to impress people. You want to buy friendships. And so here it is. Now he's in a position where he has nothing. A famine has hit the land. A man of that country, a citizen, hires him. He has fields. He has animals. He's a farmer. He's a pig farmer. And here he is. His job is now to go feed slop, husk, whatever, to the pigs. And he almost is in a position that I'm going to eat what they're eating. What they're eating, I'm going to eat, because nobody gave him anything. He's so hungry, he's starving. Let's look at verse 17. And when he came to himself, when he finally came to his senses, this is pivotal. When we finally come to our senses, sometimes the Father, when he made this request of him, this wasn't the protocol. This wasn't the order. This wasn't how you do things. But the Father knew this, but the Father agreed. And the Father let him go. The Father let him, gave him his portion of the estate, of the goods, of the money, of the wealth. The Father allowed him to pack up and go and get out of Dodge, so to speak. But the Father knew what he deposited in him. And the Father, the boy, when he came to himself, the son came to himself, came to himself, finally came to his senses. Oh, that speaks to us today. What are we doing that we know better, but we're living wild, we're living riotous, we're living dangerously, we're living outside of the will of the Father? I pray today that we're coming to our senses. God, I'm coming to my senses, because how I'm living don't make no sense. I pray that the words of our father, mother, grandma, auntie, the word of the Lord brings us to our senses. The word of the Lord that's in our bellies, that we know better against God's will and standard and way and word. He says, how many hired servants does my father that have bread enough to spare? And here I am perishing with hunger. He says, at home, even at my father's house, even the hired servants, the people that my dad is hired to serve, they've got enough food and bread they could spare. What am I doing here dying of hunger? Question for us, what are we doing here in the state and the place that we are, dying of spiritual hunger, if not physical hunger, dying on the inside? He said, I will go. I will arise. Get up from the place we've fallen. Yes, we've all come short. We've all come short of obeying God, of doing the will of the Father. We've all fallen and come short of the glory of God, all of us. He says, I'll arise, get up from places, get up from the fallen places, get up from the disobedient, unwilling places. And I'll go to my father's house. I'm going home. Is anybody else going home today? I'm going home. He made up his mind. I'm going home. I'm going home. And I'm going to say to my Father, Father, I've sinned. I'm going to acknowledge my sin. I won't hide it. I won't make excuses for it. I won't blame shift. I won't gaslight. I won't try to justify it. Father, I've sinned. Father, I did wrong from the beginning. I was wrong. I've sinned against you. I will say, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. I've sinned against heaven and before you. And I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Just take me back as one of the hired servants. You don't have to call me son. Just take me back as one of the hired servants. Humility, acknowledgement, confession, humility. If we acknowledge our sins, 1 John tells us, he is faithful. He is just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9, acknowledging our sins, confessing our sins, God will forgive. Verse 20, and he arose just like he said. Come on. The Lord was dealing with him, tugging at his heart. He arose and he came to his father's house. He returned that long way back home to his father. And while he was still a great long way off away, his father saw him, and his father saw him coming, and his father had compassion on him and ran towards him. We're talking about how the Father forgives. And this story is beautiful because it shows us how the Father forgives. The Father saw him a long way off. Guess what? The Father was not mad. Our Heavenly Father is not mad at us. The Heavenly Father is waiting for us to come to our senses. The Heavenly Father is waiting for us to acknowledge our sins. The Heavenly Father is waiting for us to repent of our sins. The Heavenly Father is waiting us to confess our sins, admit it, acknowledge it, own up to it before Him, before heaven. And the Father is waiting, filled with compassion, the scripture says. This is how God forgives. He's full of compassion. He's full of mercy. He ran to him. He recognized and saw him a long way off. Don't you know the Lord sees us? He sees you and I today. He's waiting for you and I today for whatever we need to confess, whatever we need to acknowledge, whatever we need to bring to the light, whatever we need to stop making excuses for, whatever we need to be stop justifying. This is just how I am. Everybody does this. Ain't no one perfect. We need to stop it. The Father forgives those of us when we acknowledge our sins and confess our sins and repent from our sins and come back, turn back to the Father. How the Father forgives. He's already waiting. He doesn't have to get in position to forgive us. He's already waiting, ready to, with compassion. Ready to forgive, ready to run and embrace us, ready to wipe the slate clean. That's how God forgives. It says the Father saw him coming a long way off, a great way. That's because the Father is all-seeing, our Heavenly Father, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipotent, omniscient. Omnipresent. He sees, he knows, he hears, he cares. He is here. He's very present. And he fell on his neck. He embraced him and kissed him and he loved him just like he loves you and I. The Father loves us. What love the Father has bestowed upon us. And the Son began to talk. So the Father is lavishing him with love, smearing him with love,
hugging, embracing, kissing. Oh, you know when somebody loves you, it's coming from their heart. And the son begins to talk, verse 21. He says, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." He says, verse 22, but the father responded to what the son said. But the father said to his servants, "Bring forth." He didn't even reply back to the son. Look, the father says to the servants, "Quickly bring forth the best robes and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger. Get sandals, get shoes for his feet. Put it on him." The father restores us. The father restored him. He confessed, he acknowledged, he repented, he turned back to the Father, turned fully back to the Father. The Father restores us. Look at what's taking place in verse 22. But the Father said to the servants, "Quickly bring forth the best things. Bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. Put his robe of righteousness back on him. Bring forth his ring and put it back on his hand. Bring back, give him back, restore his authority. He's my son. Put his sandals on his feet. Let him be shod with the preparation of the peace of the gospel, and kill the fatted calf," the calf that we've saved over here off to the side, "and nourish it, feeding the good corn, feeding the organic corn. And kill it, Tabash. Come on. Let us have a feast. We've got to celebrate. Let us eat and be merry. Let us celebrate. For this is the son of mine that was dead in trespasses and sin." There is a death. There is a spiritual death when we live outside of the word of God, when we live outside the constraints and the boundaries of the word of God. There is a spiritual death. But he said, "My son was dead, but now he's returned to life. He's come back to life." You and I have been dead and in our trespasses and sin, but the Father, forgiveness brings life. Forgiveness brings life. Forgiveness brings restoration. He was dead. He was lost. He was in trespasses and sins, but he has come back to life. He is alive again. "For my son was dead, but is alive again. He was lost, but he is found." And they begin to be merry. Forgiveness brings life. Forgiveness brings restoration. How the Father forgives. This is a beautiful picture of how the Father forgives. There is much we can learn about forgiveness by looking in the Word of God. All of us have challenges and struggles. The scripture tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal the land. How God forgives. God sets the requirements for forgiveness. It requires us to humble ourselves. It requires us to acknowledge our sins. It requires us to turn back and seek God. It requires us to repent and turn from our wicked ways. Then God releases unto us forgiveness. How God forgives. Psalms 86:5, "For thou, O Lord, art good. You are ready to forgive." We saw that in the Luke 15. The father saw the son from afar off, and the father had compassion. And the father ran to the son and fell on his neck and embraced and he kissed him. Psalm 86:5, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy,
to all them that call upon the Lord. Today, we can call upon the Lord. Today, we can be like the prodigal son that called on the Lord, that came back to the Father, that came to his senses, and the Father restored him. The Father was ready. The Father was waiting. The Father was filled with compassion. The Father was ready to forgive. God is ready to forgive you and I of whatever we've done, however we've displeased him, however we've walked in disobedience, however we've missed the mark, however we've fallen short. The Father is ready to forgive. The Father has instructed us in Mark 11:26, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Forgiveness has conditions. Forgiveness is conditional. We must forgive. We already said there's no way around forgiveness. Forgiveness is a command. Forgiveness is a command. God commands that we forgive. The scripture talks about binding and loosing. The scripture that talks about binding and loosing whatsoever that we would bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Forgiveness is a form of releasing, of loosening, of letting go, releasing those that have trespassed and sinned against us, releasing those that are in debt to us. We know a debt is an obligation that we are required to pay, but forgiveness releases the debt. And we see that in the Father with the prodigal son in Luke 15. He forgave the debt. He forgave the son's trespasses. He forgave. And that is how the Father forgives. And from that, we know the Father wants to teach us how to forgive. I'm required to forgive like the Father. I'm required to. And the thing about it is the Lord gives us the power, the enablement, and the ability to forgive just like he forgave. Be ready to forgive. Be filled with compassion when we forgive. Be merciful. Forgive and release those that have trespasses against us. I pray today that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. This is a very timely and an important subject. We got to walk in forgiveness. We've got to come out of offense and bitterness and unforgiveness and anger. I pray that the Holy Spirit would work this word in our hearts and that the Holy Spirit would identify where and who that we need to forgive and that we would forgive like God. Lord, teach me how to forgive like you. I pray that you would walk in victory when it comes to forgiveness. In Jesus'
name.
Hello
and welcome, everybody. Amen. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935.